find in the morning papers, it's hard to find in the magazine. Doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. When double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight, there's a place to find all the answers. AM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
We're here. The boys are playing games on me here in the network today. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. They took one of these, what do they call these things? Poof guards, what do they call that? Windscreens for the microphones, and they put the one up here that was in the nasty flood that we had about a month ago. Thanks very much. If I die of something, well, no, I won't either, because we've had the ironizers in here running. Do we have Ted? We've got Ted up. Okay, I'll bring him up in just a couple of minutes. I wanted to, a big supporter here, folks. Please, if you would, from time to time I ask you to do a couple of things. Well, this is Joanna Clardy. She is a big supporter and a big reason why this network started to begin with. Their grandson is in a cancer center. And he's going to be there for the next 2 months for a stem cell transplant. He's already had 3 brain tumor surgeries, radiation, and 2 rounds of chemotherapy over 3 years. The kid, Aaron, just loves to get mail. And that's where you come in. If you could send a card to the following address, it would be greatly appreciated. He's an 11-year-old, and without some real, I guess, big-time miracle here and a lot of support, keeping his chin up, as they say. This kid's got an uphill fight. And if you would, his name is Aaron Potts. That's A-A-R-O-N. I never knew how to spell Aaron. Now I do. A-A-R-O-N, Potts, P-O-T-T-S. And the address is simple, 704 Ridgeman Road. In Leander, that's L-E-A-N-D-E-R, Texas, 78641. Don't know what to write? Try putting yourself in 11-year-old's shoes with cancer and brain tumors, and I'm sure you could come up with something to say. So if you would, folks, and we appreciate it when we ask you to do this. We don't ask very often, and it's generally for a very, very good reason. So if you'd like to send a card or a letter, send it out to Aaron Potts, 704 Ridgeman Road in Leander, Texas, 78641. The kid's life is just starting. I mean, he's in his springtime. I don't even know if he's in his springtime. I think this is just coming out of winter. We put a lot of times put seasons on our age here. He's just now getting into springtime of his life. Let's see if he can stick around for the summer and the fall, too. All right, folks, we'll take the break here. Come back right on the other side. I have a special on ironizers, folks. You heard about all the nasty flu stuff coming up? Well, you need to pay attention for the next 10 minutes as to what I'm going to say right after this next break. We'll be right back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back here. Yeah, I made a mistake on that. Thank you for picking that up, Mr. Producer. On that address, that's Aaron Potts at 704 Ridgemar, R-I-D-G-M-A-R Road in Leander, Texas, 78641. How did you discover the mistake there? Postal Service address verification. Damn, you're good. USPS.com? Well, there you go, folks. All right. We're on top of it here, folks. I have Ted Jerkilis with me. Ted, are you there?
Yes, John. How are you?
Well, I don't know how the rest of the planet's going to fare here. I don't know if you knew this. We got flooded out about, it's been almost 4 weeks now. It'll be 4 weeks Sunday. And we had a sewer backup. And we had all kinds of nasty... just imagine what's in a raw sewage. And
I know. I can imagine.
And it was in here. But guess what? It was pretty amazing. They came in with all their testers and everything else, and they tested the wall boards and said, well, you've got moisture in there. We've got to cut out 2 feet. And, oh, my goodness. And it started to sound like this network wasn't going to be here, like we were going to have to move. Well, make a long story short here, Ted. Well, we sucked the detritus out of here. And then we fired up the ionizers, and We're just now recently seeing pictures coming back from New Orleans with all the mold damage down there.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what isn't in this building right now?
Let me guess.
No mold at all. Not one black spot, not one gray spot, not one little white spot, not any spots at all. And that's after raw standing sewage in the building.
John, I'll tell you something. We did a test that had a woman had a similar situation, and we didn't know what the condition of her basement was, but she had a septic system back up into her house. And so a person went down there who's with EMSL Laboratories, and he is a indoor air quality specialist. And so when he started his testing, he started off testing the process before and after in the same basement. Now, he sent both tests out, so we didn't know what was really in the basement until after we got the before and after results. And the before and after results were the following. The woman was sick. Her basement had been flooded with backup. She had 63 million count of coliform in her basement, 47,500,000 of fecal coliform in her basement, 10 million count of E. coli in her basement, and 600,000 count of Streptococcus fecal. Now, when you understand that a person, if they knew they were going into a basement to find that, chances are they wouldn't go into the basement because if the basement is highly contagious and contaminated. But they went in anyway, and they were IMQ, that's indoor air quality specialists. They put one of our aeronizers down there and ran it full blast for one day. Then they came back the second day and tested. They came back the third day and tested, and the fourth day and tested, because they wanted to see if once we killed it, would it return? Because sometimes you don't get it all, and then 5 weeks, 8 weeks later, the bacteria is back. Well, what they found when we sent this off to EMSL Analytical Laboratories in New Jersey, which is a certified EPA laboratory, the coliform, none detected. The fecal coliform, none detected. The E. coli, none detected. The fecal streptococcus, none detected. That was after 24 hours, our machine in the basement. Another 24 hours later, none detected again on all four of them. And 72 hours later, none detected. So when we kill it dead. But that's just the beginning. As Paul Harvey said, that's the now for the rest of the story. We have some serious problems. We've been getting calls from first Biloxi, Mississippi area, and now New Orleans because they're starting to put some power back into the area. And we are making some tremendous sales down there. And we're not raising our prices. In fact, a lot of times we're giving discounts because of the distressed people down there. And as you recall, we were prepared at that time when if we had an opportunity to sell people on your firm in your area who were interested in buying aeronizers. So personally, we were going to set aside money to give free aeronizers into that area. And now we have a few large aeronizers that have been set aside because of sales that we're going to be delivering down there as soon as we know where they're going to go. So we are going to deliver them. But there are places down there that still do not have any electricity. Places down there don't even have any water yet. So they are serious about the problems down there. And the bacteria and the fungi are so prevalent down there, there's a stench in the air. Now, of course, we handle that type of a problem. But a bigger problem is coming now. And it was only made really truly aware in this country when Bush on Monday announced the fact that he's not going to use troops to quarantine cities in the event that there's an avian flu breakout. I don't know if you watched the movie or saw the movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, yeah.
That was an Ebola-type virus, right? Which means that it could spread and it could become absolutely horrendous and the deaths could be in the millions. Well, this last week I got my issue of National Geographic, which I subscribe to. And in National Geographic, they have on the cover, I'm looking at it now, the next killer flu. And there's a person dressed in one of those contamination outfits that says, "Can we stop it?" And you go into the magazine, and this is the first time, and I'm saying this because I do subscribe to National Geographic, I've ever seen so much space in National Geographic devoted to one subject, and that, of course, is the avian flu. And they're trying to figure out, is it going to mutate? And if it is, when is it going to mutate? And they compare it to the Spanish flu back in 1918, where the estimates were over 50 to 100 million people died of the flu virus because it was a very virulent virus that basically took 5 to 7% of the people that came in contact with it. That was the good news. The bad news is they're finding that this avian flu, the people have contracted it in Hong Kong and in Asia, between 50 and 60% died from it. Now, of course, the projections were used to be a lot lower. Here in Newsweek, National Geographic, it says here they expect somewhere between 180 and 360 million people could die from this new flu.
Well, how does that relate to our ionizer, Ted?
Well, we know that our machine kills the flu virus. Now, we cannot get any kind of samplings of the avian flu. Obviously, the CDC is not going to give us anything to test. However, I have made an appointment to meet with a Dr. Schliemans of Ohio State University on October the 12th at 1:30 p.m. at his office at Ohio State University. He was given a grant by the government, $5 million, to study the avian flu virus. When I had one of my associates talk to him to set the appointment up, he was most interested in discussing our system and possibly using it in his testing against the avian flu. Now, we won't know about that situation, but we do know that in 1956, the U.S. government, through the Department of Defense, tested simple ozone, O3, against the five following organisms: Bacillus subtilis Barniger, which is deadly; Bacillus anthracis spores, which is anthrax, and it's in the spore form; the E. coli T3, the Clostridium botulism, and then, of course, the flu virus. And with 100 parts per million, they were able to kill those organisms 99.9% in 5 minutes. 99.9. In 90 minutes, John, they had total sterility. That means none detected.
Now, the way flus are generally passed, I mean, how many times has this happened in households? Your child goes to school. Your child comes home. Your child isn't feeling good. He gets sick. He's out of school the next day. Within 48 hours, the rest of the house is sick. People don't think about how this is transmitted. And these aeronizers, Ted, I'm going to tell you what, they will kill mold. They will kill bacteria. They will kill fungus.
And viruses.
And viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. This is important. If people want to protect their environments, you can't control what goes on outside. If you're out in public and you're touching surfaces that other people touch, or you go to bathrooms without washing your hands, or like I always like to do, keep a hold of that towel in public bathrooms. I open up the door and then throw the towel out. But we can take measures in our home to prevent the disease from spreading inside of our own house. And that's why we've been telling people, get aeronizers. Get aeronizers. Ted, we begged, we pleaded with them. A lot of people have purchased these things, and they're happy with them. They use them daily. We've had many miraculous reports from people. I mean, people with sinusitis that have been suffering for years and years and years, needlessly. People with upper respiratory problems. Ragweed. The list goes on and on and on. Why are you still suffering out there, John Q. Public? You do not have to. And this avian flu thing, Ted, you know, I don't know. I've seen what flu epidemics have done to the population in this country before. Some people are predicting if this thing goes the way, and they've all got their computer models and everything going right now, they're saying that if this thing really, really gets going, it could kill off 1 billion people worldwide.
Well, they're estimating not only about 360 million people are going to die, they're also estimating that over 1 billion will be hospitalized. Remember, they said in this article here National Geographic that the kill rate on it is 50 to 60%. So, you don't know. You're talking about touching things. There was an article in the newspaper about 2 weeks ago, and it was a poll done where they went into restrooms and found out how many people wash their hands after they go to the bathroom. 60% of the men going into the restrooms don't wash their hands, or wash their hands. 40% don't. Women, 90% wash their hands. 10% don't.
We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Ted Trakillis from Aaron Aqua Corporation. Folks, and the unit we have on special today, we'll tell you about that right after the break. Please don't wait on this, folks. We don't want you getting sick and dying out there.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It is possible that a high pathogenicity, it's what the word says, by Dr. Henry L. Nieman, of the 1918 virus was related to its emergence as a human-adapted avian influenza virus. These changes may reflect a process of parallel evolution as avian influenza viruses mutate in response to adaptational pressures and suggest that a genetic basis of avian influenza virus adaptation to humans can be mapped. Now, the H5N1 is currently acquiring mammalian polymorphisms. I'm surprised I got that out, which is why several of the mammalian polymorphisms in the 1918 H1N1 pandemic strain are found in the H5N1 isolates from Vietnam and Thailand. Now, however, the 1918 pandemic strain was not an avian strain. It was a recombinant between a swine flu virus like the H1N1, classical swine virus from Iowa, like, say, in 1930, and the H1N1 human virus. And he goes on to say that the evolution by recombination is a mechanism of rapid change employed most, if not all, viruses. Now, this, Ted, this is not a good thing.
You're going to have problems that go far beyond what you and I could have imagined, John. I could tell you why. They showed that, based upon some of the pastures that we've had, how quickly and how it grew and then how quickly it diminished. In this situation here, this flu is scheduled to go on for 2 years. Not a season. 2 years. Now, they say it's being spread by aquatic birds like ducks that are migratory. That means that every duck in every area could potentially bring that virus to every area on the world. They show Hong Kong, Sydney, Bangkok, Bombay, Lagos, Caracas, Havana, Washington, Rome, Shanghai, Tehran. There's not an area in the world that this couldn't touch because of the way the birds travel. And each time it does make a mutation, it could get one step closer for the human to transmit it to human beings. And it's only a matter of time until that happens. Now, Bush is because of what happened with Katrina, he's now making statements about using the troops to quarantine the situation. I just read an article today. It's in today's Akron Beacon Journal, coincidentally. It says, Bush to press for vaccine. President wants manufacturers to increase capacity in face of bird flu. They're trying to make around between 2 and 20 million vaccines in a short period of time. Well, 20 million means less than 10% of the country is going to be covered by
and
this.
And that's if we get it all.
And that's if we get. But here's what else it says in the last paragraph, talking to Nancy Piekarczyk, who's with the GlaxoSmithKline, one of the three companies that makes the vaccine. She says this, and I'm going to quote her. She says, when you're actually in pandemic situations, it's all hands to the wheel. All right? And that means that she said they hope to begin testing the experimental bird flu vaccine in people next year. Testing next year. Not now. Testing next year. When next year, they don't say. So they haven't even got a solution yet. They don't know what they're dealing with. They do know that there are similarities between this and the Spanish flu. But they hope they have a leg up on it, but they don't really know. And people aren't going to panic. There's not much we can do right now, John. As you know, we're at the mercy of the people who make the vaccines. And we have situations where they destroyed over 300 million chickens in China last year. There's a report that the flu virus is actually in Toronto while we're speaking.
It's actually, I just read an article today, Ted. It's also in Russia. They have huge slaughterhouses, chicken slaughterhouses. They just had to bury a whole lot of chickens in Russia.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, people touch birds. I mean, it's not so much the passing of. Keep in mind that the birds could have the flu without people knowing it, and during the processing of those birds in meat processing houses, people could come down with it. You're talking about real paranoia here. Now it's like anything else. You know, we are relying upon what information the government gives us. But in the past, we've seen that the information they give us is only what they want us to hear and not what's really going on behind the scenes. And we have all kinds of deals being made where they're sending money out of areas into areas that basically aren't suited for manufacturing. I heard just recently that they're going to build schools up in Alaska for $88,000 per portable school when there's a company in New Orleans that can build a better school locally using local labor, which is unemployed, and build them for around $40,000 to $45,000 a piece. That was in the news yesterday. Why are we going to Alaska to pay the freight and the shipping of bringing those things down to New Orleans when we can build them in New Orleans and save 50% of the money? You have governments that are spending so much money, they're lining their pockets. Halliburton, all these people who are friends of the president, right, they're just sitting there salivating. They're saying, "How much can we make out of this thing?"
Yeah.
It's just like when we were up against that anthrax situation. We could have killed anthrax. They gave it to a company that went in and used chlorine dioxide, cost $8 million to use chlorine dioxide in the Hart building.
Ted, I'm running out of time.
All right, why don't we get to the chase here? We are now gearing up to go overtime.
Okay, all right. Hold that thought. We went too long in this segment. Hold on, Ted. We'll bring it back on the other side. And I also have another guest that's coming up right behind you, so we got to make this quick. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll come back and tell you the special on the SS-8. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been bumped up, improved. It's got more output now, a longer warranty on it, 4-year unconditional warranty. Folks, we have these things at home and at the office. Why don't you?
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're running long here. Folks, if you want more information, you can go to the website, www.aranair, that's spelled A-R-A-N. That's the patented thing that this nice little machine puts out, aranair, aranair.us. You can read all about it. The special that we have today is on the SS8 that will cover most homes, 1,500 square feet plus. This unit, it's a wonderful unit, folks. These are the ones that we use in the office and at home. And I just can't say enough about them. Normally, they're $600, Ted, but we have them on special today for $480.
That's right. Matter of fact, even though we are in heavy demand right now, we don't want to gouge people. We don't want them to think that we're out here trying to make money off of the potential misery that millions of people are going to suffer. I mean, let's face it, if and when such a time should come, these machines are going to be worth their weight in gold. And as far as I'm concerned right now, I want to get as many out as I can, and I like to think that we can help people. And I have a letter from a person who said he bought one of our units strictly to get rid of dog odors, and he found out that it had boosted his immune system when he was normally taking medication, and he was subject to the flu, subject to cold, subject to all kinds of sinus infections. He stated in his letter to us, John, that after having our unit, not only did it get rid of the odors that his pets were generating, he hadn't been sick for over a year with our machines. And he actually says he knows it's our machine that kept him from getting these bacteria that affected him.
Absolutely.
So it's an insurance policy. Today, you get sick and you miss 5 days of work. What's that worth? How much is that going to cost the average American? But how about if you lose your life?
There you go.
Now, I'm looking at this. We're going overtime. I've alerted all my suppliers that we're going to need additional machines. We got two things that we're looking at, the floods in the Biloxi and the Louisiana area, as well as this potential flu virus. And, John, I swear to God, I got a call from Japan. I got people over there, and it should be coming distributors. I'm getting worldwide calls from all over. It's going to be 6 o'clock here shortly, and I'm still going to be here for a couple of hours. I'm coming in Saturdays and Sundays. The phones, the emails are all ringing. So we will give you, as we have in the past, a number one priority. You will have the machines before anybody else because you have done so well in helping us get the word out that we will not let you down.
Well, we need folks to call this number so we get the credit for the sales. That profit goes right into the network to keep this network running.
And I'm telling you what else we're going to do, John. We're going to put a $10 per machine aside for free machines. 10% of every machine that we sell is going to go aside for those free machines that we're going to give to the flood victims down in Biloxi and in the New Orleans area.
All right.
So, I mean, it's not a situation. We're going to give them their discount. You're going to use the money to further the word, and we're going to be here trying to build a small arsenal for people who cannot afford our machines.
All right. Folks have to call this number, 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719. Just hit extension 116, and we'll be able to process your order. You can do this online, folks. You can do it with us. Just simply give us a call. We'll make sure that your name gets on there. You get processed. This guy's real busy right now, but you listeners out there will get priority on the shipment of these units. Ted Jerkilis, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, John, and I hope to hear from you in the future.
All righty, sir. Ted Jerkilis, folks, and I'll tell you what, these things work, okay? The aeronizers work. A lot of people that purchase these things, thousands of these units in various forms, I mean, in various capacities, probably less than one-half of 1% return. That's all we've ever experienced, one-half of 1% out of thousands of units sold over the years. Give us a call, folks. Take advantage. That SS8, that's the most popular unit. It is powerful. It'll handle an average size house. Call us at 800-724-2719. I've got David Sibley online, but I wanted to read something first, ladies and gentlemen, so to put this in perspective. The Coming Starvation in America by Jim Wickstrom. The government of the United States, by law, has to always maintain a 3-year mixed-grain survival storage for every man, woman, and child in the United States. Now, like most laws of the land, the politicians never took heed as to why our wise ancestors had this reserve requirement established. It was to make sure that in time of a national emergency, the people had the most important mainstay needed for survival individually and as a nation. Now, remember, the people make up the nation. The nation does not make the people. Now, in the 60s and the 70s, the different political administrations of Washington, D.C., walked away from sanity and started to give the surplus grains, which were in elevator storage all over the country, to other nations such as the Soviet Union, India, etc. This continued over 2 decades until the elevators were empty and the reserve grains that were in reserve as per a national crisis were gone. Of course, this was done as to enhance international friendships with other nations, even if those other nations were self-admitted enemies of the United States. Now, remember, there was enough grain in storage paid for by the American taxpayer to last the masses inside the United States for 3 full years, if need be. But now that's all gone. By 1996, the United States Department of Agriculture claimed that there was enough food in warehouse storage to last every man, woman, and child in the cities for a 3-day supply and a 5-day supply for every man, woman, and child in the countryside should a great national emergency occur. In other words, if food trucks stopped running, the food supplies for the masses would be 3 days in the cities and 5 days in the countryside. And then, poof, it's gone. Remember what happened with Katrina, folks? Everybody went to their grocery store. Well, that's right. What happens? Another thing we do here in this country, we don't can anything anymore. We don't have gardens. We don't can anything. We've got these big chest-type freezers. What happens when your power goes out? That's right. You've got food spoilage. Now, in 2003, the USDA stopped measuring for days in reserve of food for every man, woman, and child in the United States because the amount of food in storage in the United States dropped to under 1 day food supply for every man, woman, and child in the United States. Thus, the United States Department of Agriculture started to measure in individual pounds as to how much food was in the food chain per person in the United States as per 300 million people. Now, in 2003, there was 77 pounds of food per person in warehouse food chains in the United States. What this means is during a national emergency, only 77 pounds of food per person is available before all food is totally gone in the United States. By September of 2005, there is only 15.7 pounds of reserved foodstuffs in the food chain for every man, woman, and child in the United States now. This means that there has been an 80% decrease over the past 2 years alone. That decrease is becoming greater with every passing day in the United States. Of the 15.7 pounds of warehouse reserved foodstuffs, 11 of that 15.7 pounds consist of unprocessed wheat. The rest of the 15.7 pounds of survival foods in storage for every man, woman, and child, only totaling 4.7 pounds. By the way, what the government is relying on, non-fat dry milk, that good old government cheese, corn by the bushel, peanuts by the pound, and lentils by the pound. And that's it, folks. Now, what the District of Columbia has set aside representing the 15.7 pounds in their survival food chain for every man, woman, and child to stay alive on. This is not a daily supply. This amount represents the total food everyone will get for how long, who knows. It's a critical situation, ladies and gentlemen. It is. I have with me David Silby from Ready Reserve Foods. Good afternoon, David. Sorry to make you wait there. We ran a little bit long.
That's all right. How are you doing today?
Not feeling too good after reading that. I did not realize there are no food reserves, basically no reserve foods for people in this country.
Are you ready for this?
Huh.
The United States is a net food importer. We import more food now than we export.
Thanks to, I'm sure, NAFTA and GATT and everything. But you know what? We get those fecal-tainted strawberries every once in a while from Mexico to go to our school children.
Well, I live in Southern California. I actually live in Redlands, and we still have some orange groves here. And the groves have been allowed to literally drop to the ground because they can't get but a penny a pound for the oranges because it's cheaper to import them.
So there goes our, there goes our Florida orange juice industry and the California industry also?
Yes, it's... You can't compete against that kind of cheap labor. That's all I can say. And no tariffs, no protections.
And, gosh, I mean, this, you know, I got to tell you something, David. After looking at Katrina, then read on the heels of it, and then hearing the horror stories, I mean, this is what Homeland Security and FEMA did. I was talking to one guy. They brought in refrigerated trucks full of ice. Before this guy dropped his ice off, FEMA kept sending him to this location. When he'd show up, they'd say, no, you need to go to this location. This guy put on 3,000 miles on a truck with a load of ice. And to my knowledge, he never even got to drop it. But what happened, David, to self-sufficiency? What happened with people? And this is a prime example. You look what happened with Katrina and how many people without food. There wasn't a whole lot they could do about electricity, but what about the food? They had none.
Well, I have a think about. Let's go back a little bit. Our government has promoted the lack of self-sufficiency. They've actually scoffed at people that actually promoted self-sufficiency. They've rewarded failure and has told everyone, "Come to the government for your needs." This time, Katrina. People needed the government, and they just fell flat on their face out of the gate. So what did we learn? We learned that you can't depend on the government. You have to depend on yourself, and you have to be prepared. if all your listeners called me tonight to order food, it would actually overrun this business. It's a very limited business. It takes the time to make these products, make them properly. It takes a while to spool up. And we're looking at the bird flu coming. I mean, that's almost a given. If you read to what they're publishing now. Now, imagine entire cities. George Bush just asked for the military power to quarantine entire cities. Well, truck drivers aren't going to go into these cities and bring you any food if there's any threat of getting the flu. You're going to be on your own, even if you're not even sick, but you're stuck in the city. You can't go in and you can't go out. We are so, so vulnerable to any disruption now.
And I think that's intentional. I mean, forget conspiracy theory here, but have people lost their minds? We have no grain reserves in this country. We're told that Homeland Security is there for our benefit in case we're attacked by people wearing funny headdresses or something. But yet we are the least prepared of any country on the face of this planet.
My wife and I refer to it as the 7-Eleven syndrome. Most people can't go 24 hours without stopping into a 7-Eleven for some sort of support. You're totally vulnerable. Don't get yourself in this position, folks. The hard times are here. They're not coming. Any little thing can set it off to where everything will stop. Look what's going on in New York right now. They're scouring the subways looking for supposedly 19 bombs. Let's take it on its face. If those bombs were to go off, just half of them, New York would be paralyzed. Well, New York is the heart of this, financial heart of this country. Everything would stop. Everything would stop. And the government would have to stop it to bring it to nothing just to basically thwart any more terrorism and to assess the damage.
Now, let me stop you here, Stephen, because let's take that a step further. If there was a nuclear, biological, or chemical attack, these people aren't going anywhere. Those cities are going to be locked down. How many stores, grocery stores, are there in the New York area? And I'm just throwing this out there, but I would guess in a New York minute, those store shelves would be literally bare. Nothing coming in, nothing going out.
And total pandemonium. They couldn't check them out. The people, it would just be a fire drill, Chinese fire drill is all it would be. And it'd be over in minutes. And if you're running out of the store with something, somebody would probably club you to get it.
Of that, I have no doubt.
The L.A. riots here, watching people's behavior was really eye-opening. So prepare. If we're wrong and nothing happens, you can always eat the food.
When we contacted you,
mm-hmm.
Now, it was big and it was fashionable back in 1999 because of Y2K. People were preparing, buying foods and so on and so forth. And it was a good thing that people did that. But after that passed, they went, well, wait a minute. The banks didn't shut down. The lights didn't go off. My traffic signal still worked at my street corner. So you people are full of hooey. Now, I'm going to just suggest this to people, and then I'm going to tell you what I firmly believe. I'm going to suggest to you that if you're dependent on any governmental agency for your survival, you might as well call up your local funeral parlor and your headstone maker and have your preparations done today to leave less anxiety. That is, if family members or relatives or somebody that loves you can carry on afterwards. You might as well get that ready because as we saw, now, Florida did a great job, been hammered by hurricanes. Bush did do a good job. Jeb Bush down in Florida did a good job. Everybody was depending on the federal government for this go-around with Hurricane Katrina and Rita. Well, we saw what happened there. And I'm going to suggest to people that they buy storable foods. Now, during Y2K, David, and you saw the people crop up over this deal. They were coming in and cashing in because, well, there was a demand for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been in the food business for how long now?
This is our 33rd year.
You've been in the business for 33 years. And when I first contacted you, this network first contacted you, said, no, I'm not interested in advertising because I'm busy as a dog with three tails right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to advertise. But if you guys, if you as a network want to sell the product, we can do it that way. But you basically told me, hey, we're too busy right now. We don't need to advertise.
No, it's pretty much true. What I need is more people handling the sales end of it than us out there advertising, having it coming through our door.
What are you hearing now, David? Why are you selling so much food now? Why are people buying?
Well, Katrina got them, kicked them right square in the lower back. How's that? It woke them right up.
You mean where the lower back divides?
Yes.
Okay. Hold that thought. David Simply from Ready Reserve Foods. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
If you go up to our website, rbnlive.com, and hit the little icon for Ready Reserve Foods, it'll give you a number, 800-724-2719, extension 112. You'll be talking to Ken. If he does not answer the phone, just simply leave him a message. He'll get back to you. Folks, this is important. I've been telling people for nigh on 15 years now. Be prepared. If you are in a position that you're going to depend on something like the government, you better think twice about it. Now, I asked you before the break, David Sibley, what are some of the reasons people are giving you when they're ordering this food? Are you getting a good sense as to why they're buying terrible food?
They got it now. That's all I can tell you is they've got it. They finally figured it out, like, hey, that could have been me down there. And it's funny. Some of them are real, shall we say, apprehensive and new to this. They're not sure. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to start. We give them some guidance. But a lot of them are people that were prepared before. They're just resupplying. So it's across the board. But some of the stories are, shall we say, funny. It's the wake-up call. Like, they finally connected the dots. And I get a really warm feeling when people get prepared. Other than, you know, I do it for Enterprise, but I also, another one gets prepared, and I have a very good feeling going, there's another one that won't get caught, you know, flat-footed.
Right. And that's been my ambition also. I don't want to see people vulnerable. And I'll tell you something. This country, I think the closest that we ever got to starvation in the streets was during the Great Depression. But that was a cakewalk. Depending on what goes on this planet today, we are more vulnerable than ever. And unless you unless you can plant a garden midwinter, it's already wintertime in many parts of the country right now.
Yeah, and with this refining hampered and the oil platforms, the ability to receive oil, this winter could be literally the winter from hell.
I mean, and on top of all that, I mean, we've got gas prices through the roof right now. That's adding to the cost that some of it still hasn't showed up on your grocery shelves yet. Just wait till that starts happening. You mentioned 7-Eleven. I call them Stop and Robs. But their biggest deal is selling beer and cigarettes. And they've already been talking about this, saying that, well, that's our staple business. You know, maybe you might buy a loaf of bread or a newspaper while you're in there, but their staple business are cigarettes and beer. And they've already said that we're going to have to start raising our prices on beer. This has not yet come home to roost, as they say. The prices are going to continue going. So, folks, here's the bottom line. Get prepared on this deal. I've got a call from New York on your foodstuffs. John in New York. Hello, John.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hi.
On Ready Reserve Food, I'm probably going to ask a question that might be a little bit not redundant, but unnecessary. But people with high blood pressure, such as myself, is there food that is storable that has less sodium content? I know in an emergency situation, you probably shouldn't care about that, but you know, if you're going to be eating a lot of it, and compound with not being able to get your blood pressure medicines and things like that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hang on a second. Yeah, we'll go into the contents of the storable foods, how it's processed, why it has such a good shelf life. And it's some of the best-tasting food out there. Now, that's another thing about survival food. Folks, you could probably survive on eating Flintstone vitamins and sawdust, but that's not going to be real, real tasty. But Ready Reserve Foods, they use the best quality foods, and it's in the process of how they prepare that food, dehydrate it. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. For you folks listening to us on 12160 right now, International Shortwave, this will be the last day for that. Tune to 11920. Second hour, coming up right after this.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.